When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Donna Cerdula. Donna is the founder and president of Vision Board Media, a professional branding company that helps individuals and companies tell their unique stories on LinkedIn and beyond. Bringing dynamic brand storytelling to the masses and empowering people to dream big. It's her website, LinkedInMakeover.com, where she and her team of over 20 writers and coaches help people collide with opportunity and transform their lives via future forward career branding. God, I just love all of that, the way all those words come together. So thanks for joining me today, Donna.
Thank you so much for having me. I was listening to you going, wow, yeah, that's cool. I like
right?
that.
Right? Collide with opportunity. I mean, man, those are good. I have to steal some of that. Okay. So thank you for joining me today. We are going to be talking about LinkedIn, which is one of my favorite subjects. And I would like to start by asking you, if we have people listening who are wondering if they should even be on LinkedIn, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, your audience is full of business owners. And I think simply being a business owner is a pretty good indication that LinkedIn is a good place for them. Even if they're doing more, you know, like a B2C type of, you know, environment, and they're not thinking about LinkedIn as a way to market to their clients, I still think it's a good place for them to be, because LinkedIn is all about your network. And, you know, your net worth is your network, as they say. And I think to have a place where you can tell your story, introduce yourself, a place to potentially recruit talent, a place to research professional service providers and partners and salespeople. It's just this great platform, even if you're not going to use it for out and out marketing.
Yeah, I love that. I think too many people think that it's like all the other social platforms, and so they have to be really focused on marketing, but LinkedIn really is that professional network, right? It's that place where you are connecting with people who you don't know how they're going to show up, you know, where they fit in your orbit.
Yeah. You know, I would say, don't even think of LinkedIn just right out, you know, right out of the gate. Just don't think of it. Oh, this is a place I can go and market my services.
Yeah.
You know, go in and think, this is a tool. This is a tool for my business. And I'm going to use this tool for branding. I'm going to use this tool for recruiting. I'm going to use this tool for networking. I'm going to use this tool for business intelligence, right? Like, really think about it as, here is this database. Like, you know, if you really want to get down to it, that's what LinkedIn is. It's a database of professionals for professionals. Yep. And you can use it to research and really get some amazing intel.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about it that I think people really do not realize all the research that you can do. So, yeah. But let's talk about that for a minute, because my understanding, and I could be wrong, is that one of the, something that you really need to have in place is a pretty complete as possible, pretty full profile, so that LinkedIn helps you look for people you might want to be connected with. Is that still the case?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say that you want to have a strong profile for not just for LinkedIn to, you know, connect you with people, but people are checking you out. You know, they're doing that due diligence and they want to know, you know, who it is, who am I working with? Who is this person? Why should I trust them? Why should I like them? What do they bring to the table? And people, you know, check you out, you know, it could be going into a meeting. It could be right before a phone call. It could be, you know, at a conference, but, you know, people want to know. And really what they want to know is, how should I be judging this person? How should I be reacting to them? You know, how should I perceive them? That's what the person is thinking when they're looking at your LinkedIn profile. And you have that control. You have that ability to shape and to really, really change how they perceive you. So, you know, if you find yourself often, you know, getting misjudged or not being seen as at the level that you are, it could be because your branding is off.
Ooh, that's interesting. Okay. So then we need to talk a little bit more about the profile, because back in the day, mm-hmm. LinkedIn would say, upload your resume.
I know. It used to drive me crazy. Well, you know, Diane, I mean, when I first started, I got on LinkedIn back in 2005. So I have been on for a very long time. And, you know, back then I remember opening up the LinkedIn profile and it looked like a resume, mm-hmm. you know, and no one wants to write about themselves. It's not easy to write about yourself. Like, let's take the path of least resistance. Yeah. Let's find something that we could just copy and paste in and be done with this, you know, uncomfortable task. And I think LinkedIn recognized it and they, hey, make, you know, this is the easiest thing. Just copy and paste that resume and be done. But the truth of the matter is that's the worst thing you can do. Most of the people who are your audience, who are listening to this, they're not in job search mode. They do not want to find a job. They've got a business, right? They know what they're doing. So for them to copy and paste a resume in there, they're going to look like a desperate job seeker. Like, I don't think so.
They sort of shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's easy to do. So let's just copy and paste it in. But, you know, a resume when done correctly, and there's very few resumes that are done correctly, but that's for a different podcast episode. But a good resume should align you to the next job. It, very specifically, it should not talk about the things that you've done in the past that you don't want to do again. Everything in that resume should align you to that next job. However, with LinkedIn, most people aren't on it to get a new job. They're on it for other purposes. They're on it to network. They're on it for sales and prospecting. They're on it for branding. They're on it because they're using it as a tool. And, you know, it's the reputation management aspect, you know, to be able to broadcast their message and be seen in a certain way. So if you just copy and paste a resume, you know, you don't want that resume to align you to a job. You want it to align you to clients and prospects and partnerships and investor, you know, opportunities. So it's really, that's the problem I think most people have, is their profile is misaligned with their goal.
Definitely. Absolutely. And outside, I mean, parts of it seem like they're, you know, pretty basic, your experience, your education, blah, blah, blah. But I tend to think it's in that summary that people miss the boat, right?
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I said it earlier, and it's very true. It's hard to write about yourself,
yeah.
You know, and it's hard to write for most people just in general. You know, writing doesn't come easy, especially that nuanced strategic writing where, you know, we want to say who we are, what we do, how we help, right? We really want to, we want this to be more of a professional manifesto than a resume. Yeah, you know, we want it to really get a person to feel good about who we are. And in order to do that and to do it with that nuance, you know, that really conveys, you know, all of your accomplishments and your abilities and your warmth and your, you know, personality and on top of that, what you bring to the table and how you help, you know, it's hard. And it's hard to do it in the 2000 or so characters that the about section gives. And we also want to do it in a manner that's also optimized because we want to get found for opportunities, you know, so it's really being very smart in terms of figuring out one, your target audience, what do they need to know about you? Understanding if they were searching for someone like you, what words would they be using? What would they be plugging into the search engine? So we could utilize those words throughout the profile. So you're more apt to turn up in searches and so you can collide with opportunity. But also, you know, we really want to be clear as to what is that message. And we want to be able to say it in a manner that's fun and engaging, and gets people excited.
You just named all the reasons why people don't do it.
Well, that's why my team's here and we do it for people. We've been doing it since 2009. Right.
Well, and this is what people, you know, I'm glad we're having this conversation because really, if you're going to be on LinkedIn, which you should, then maximize it and get, you know, own and appreciate that this is hard for people to do, right? This is why you and I are having this conversation. And so seek out the resources that are available to you to make sure that it isn't so hard, right? You know, go to the people who know how to do all of those things. And
You know, with LinkedIn, I mean, and here's the thing, if I have my For Dummies book, you know, like I really try to give a lot of opportunities for people to do it themselves. And I try to help them do it themselves. And the LinkedIn profile is, it's this fabulous excuse. It's this fabulous challenge to really get deliberate about your brand and your message. And, you know, to really think, you know, where are you going in this world? Where are you going in your career? What is it that you love? What do you want to do more of? You know, who is your target audience? These are things that a lot of people don't ever think about. There's no need for them to really think about it. And, you know, and it's always easy to get distracted with something else. But when you sit there and you're looking at that LinkedIn profile, this is when the, you know what, the rubber hits the road, meets the road. Like you can't just, I mean, yeah, I mean, you can copy and paste an old bio or whatever, but if you really want to be successful, you've got to do some deep thinking. And that's a good thing.
Right. Exactly. I mean, we need to be doing that in our businesses anyway. Right.
Exactly.
All right. Now let's talk about connecting with people. Because I hear, you know, all ranges of, you know, what people are comfortable with or what they're thinking they should do. And I'm also, because I'm on LinkedIn, I also experience the people who connect, think they're going to connect with me, and the way they do it is just, you know,
hinky.
Oh my gosh. And you know, uber salesy, and I can, you know, I can always tell when people have gone to a webinar because I get all sorts of requests that say exactly the same thing. So talk to the listeners about, you know, I guess I don't know, best practices for connecting with people and building those relationships.
Yeah. You know, I think one thing that you said that really resonates with me, and it's something that I too have seen a real shift in, you know, at one time I used to talk about the LinkedIn headline. Now that's on the intro card at the very top. It's right below your name, right next to your, you know, right by your profile picture. And it follows you throughout LinkedIn. And, you know, for what LinkedIn does is the default, it's just your current title and your company. But this is a great place to optimize. This is a great place to really, you know, put in your tagline, make it into a real headline. And what I'm seeing more and more of is people are taking that. Now, I've always said, like, infuse your keywords, put in a benefit statement, really own it. But I find that a lot of people are taking it a little too far and they're making it really salesy. And it's, in fact, in some ways, it's too, like, they are overpromising the world in that headline. And I think it does turn people off, especially when you're connecting and you go to connect and you see this person with this extremely salesy headline. So, you know, I think you need to, for most people, when you look at LinkedIn, and I said this in the very beginning, you know, LinkedIn is a fabulous place to brand yourself and to market your services and market your company. But I don't want you to think that that's all there is. There's so much more to it. And in link with the LinkedIn realm, it's really more about relationships and value and educating and inspiring people. And when you do that, then this, the marketing and the sales come out of it. And I think a lot of people invert that and they come in thinking, all right, let me just start marketing and selling and, you know, promoting everything. And that doesn't really go over all that well. And that also makes it hard to network when people think that you're only networking because you want something out of them.
Right, exactly. Okay, so one of the things that I heard was, you know, LinkedIn is a great place to share, you know, give information, be of value to other people. So will you share some ideas around how people can be doing that? You know, what you see as things that work? Because a lot of people say, you know, I'm putting content out, I'm not getting any sort of reaction to it.
Well, you know, let's talk about that, Diane. Because you've just hit a spot that I think it really, it's big for people. And that is, I get on LinkedIn and I start creating content and nothing is happening. I'm getting no engagement. I'm getting no traction. I'm getting no impressions. Like, what's up?
Yep.
So I'm going to tell you what's up. With LinkedIn, they have a LinkedIn feed. They have an algorithm that is very, very picky. And it really parses that information, that post, and it shares it to a small subset of users. And then it waits to see how that small subset of users react to it. And if that small subset of users really starts to like and engage with the content, it starts to go out to a bigger and bigger audience. And that's when you start to see more and more engagement and views and comments, all that good stuff. So you think about that very first, you know, subset, that first audience, you know, one, you don't want to just write content on LinkedIn. You want to write content that asks for, promotes, and almost begs for engagement. All right. So it's not enough to go, oh, here's a really interesting article. You've got to really look at the article and you've got to say, okay, what am I trying to, you know, what value am I delivering? And how can I put it out there in a manner where it hooks people? And, you know, you create enough content so there's that see more link. When people click the see more link, you know, so I hope this is making sense, but when you scroll through the LinkedIn feed, if, you know, the content is long enough, LinkedIn will truncate it and will collapse it. And you have to click see more to see the full post. Yeah. When people click that see more link, that tells LinkedIn that this is really good content. People want to see more. So that's considered like a first level engagement. And when people click that, LinkedIn goes, okay, this is good quality. I can start to share it with more people. So when people like it, that's another form of engagement. When people comment on it, that's another form of engagement. So you want to create content that gets people engaging with your content.
I see.
So with that said, I'm going to take a step backwards. And that is, LinkedIn has stated numerous times that their LinkedIn feed, what their goal is, it's people you know talking about the things you care about. That's their goal in a nutshell. People you know talking about the things that you care about. And we have to always keep this in our heads. So don't just create content. You need to be engaging with other people's content. In fact, I would say to everyone who's listening, now, unless you're a major, huge influencer and you're creating tons of content, maybe you even have a team of people, but like then don't listen to me. But if you're just an average, everyday business owner doing the best you can, post on LinkedIn once a week, not once a day, once a week. Maybe once every 2 weeks. You don't have to do it all the time because LinkedIn posts live a long time. All right. So post maybe once a week. And that's totally doable. The other days of the week, engage with other people's posts, like comment and like and share, but like really try to have conversations in other people's posts. Because what you're doing is you're telling LinkedIn, hey, these are people that I know. And those people are grateful that you commented. Right. And then when you post, they'll most likely be part of that small first subset of people. And they'll comment and like and share your post because there's now that relationship. And then if you craft that content in a manner where it's a little bit longer than the content that you would craft for Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, because LinkedIn wants people to dwell on their on that right. content. Right. Right? Yeah. So the longer you go, the more time they're dwelling. That's another form of, you know, evidence that this is good quality material that should go out further. I've just hit you with a lot of information. Doesn't this make sense?
Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. And I'm so grateful for it because it you just connected dots, you know? I mean, what most people I hear, they just say, you just want to be engaging with, it's just not enough information for people to really sink their teeth into it and go, ah, yeah, this is worth spending time. This is worth doing.
Yeah, you want to look at LinkedIn almost as if you're going to a networking event. And when you click on that LinkedIn homepage, you're now in the networking event. And as you scroll through that feed, all of those posts are the people at the networking event. And yeah, you could just scroll past all of those things, but that's like ignoring the people that are there going, hey, I want to network. So, you know, you need to stop. You want to look at the content that you're seeing and you want to spend 5, 10, 15 seconds and engage with it. And engaging means, sure, you can react to it. And LinkedIn just added a new reaction icon, the laughing icon, which I think is great because, you know, I think it brings even more personality to the LinkedIn feed than what was ever there before. But so you can react with it, but definitely comment, you know, like react, like when you just react or hit like, it's almost like you're just sort of smiling at the person, nodding, maybe, like, you know, giving them like a little finger point and walking away. But at a networking event, that's not enough. You really do need to walk over to them, shake their hand and say, hey, you know, I really am enjoying what you're saying. This conversation is interesting. And this is what I think is fabulous. And this is what it reminds me of, like really, really put effort into those comments.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.
Okay, now I'm going to ask a question that may sound sort of weird. So feel free to say, it's out there, but I'm not even sure how to ask it. So I'll do it this way. Someone's listening and they're thinking to themselves, okay, that's so great. And thanks for the information. You've just added, workload to my schedule that I don't necessarily have. Why should I? What's the return on that time investment? What am I gonna get as a business for making that commitment to engaging with what other people are saying?
Yeah. And I really don't feel that LinkedIn requires more time than the other networks that are out there. In fact, if anything, LinkedIn is so much more forgiving when you're not producing a lot of content. In fact, the way they have it structured, you really don't need to create a lot of content. Like I said, just, maybe like one post a week. Like, imagine that in the Instagram universe. you might as well not even bother showing up.
Yeah.
But, why should you do it? Well, you know what? I mean, when you look at LinkedIn, it's where business owners are. It's where people with a high net worth are. It's people who are professional, who are career oriented. These are movers and shakers, and they're there. And to network is an important thing. You never know when a person's going to need you or they're going to need your services. So if you can just keep popping up on their radar in a very simple, easy way, they won't forget you. And when they do need you, they'll remember that you're there.
Yeah.
And I think the other part of it is with LinkedIn, you want to relate to people. You don't want people to think, oh, there's so-and-so who's just a consultant, but hey, there's so-and-so who, really, they're adding value and they're a real person and they're fun and they've got a personality. Like, that's the type of person you want to work with.
And that's what people are looking for, right?
Yeah.
They're looking for people they can relate to.
Yeah. It's a humanizing aspect.
Yeah.
But not only is it humanizing, it also builds you, right? Because so often I talk to people, and they're like, people aren't relating to me where I should be. Like, I have this huge career. I've done so much, but people don't seem to see it. They don't respect my background. And why is that? Well, the reason is you haven't told anyone this. You're branding yourself as you did 5-10 years ago. Uh-huh. And that's what people are seeing today. So, for a lot of business owners, and hey, I've been guilty of this myself, what do they say? The cobbler's kid has no shoes.
Yes.
But I have to do this myself, where I have to say, wait, where am I now in my business? And what have I accomplished? And I have to sit down and go, all right, let me dream a little bigger. Let me figure out what my new story is, because it's not the one that I was telling 10, 15 years ago.
Right. Because it evolves, right?
It evolves.
So you have to go back and revisit. And let me ask you this question. When it comes to sharing content, I've heard, differing views. Should people be sharing articles on that, the LinkedIn, write an article? Should they be sharing instead of a blog post from their website? Should they be doing videos? What do you think?
Well, articles don't do as well on LinkedIn as they used to. And it is hard to sit down and write an article. It's not something that, a lot of people just, can't wait to do. I would say focus more on posting. You can take maybe, things that you've done or stories or advice that you have. I mean, you can certainly utilize links to articles, but, you know, just think to yourself, you know, what's going on in my world and what do I want to share? You know, what's, you know, maybe you keep getting the same question from clients. Maybe that would make a good post. You know, maybe something's going on in the industry that you have a way of, you know, a great improvement, or, you know, it could be pretty much anything. In fact, if you visit my website, if you go to linkedin-makeover.com, I'm actually creating, and it's going to be live within the next couple of days. It's a LinkedIn post idea generator.
Oh, nice.
So you click on it and it'll give you an idea for a post with three hashtags.
Wow. That's really valuable, because that is, I mean, people do get stuck with, you know, what should I talk about?
And everyone always sort of falls back on, oh, let me just share a link. Well, here's the problem with sharing links outside of LinkedIn. LinkedIn wants that feed to be people, you know, talk about the things you care about, but it also wants to be sticky. When I say sticky, they don't want you leaving, right? They want you to stay on LinkedIn, because that's how they're going to generate, you know, ad revenue. So if all you do are share links outside of LinkedIn, those posts don't do well. Why should LinkedIn boost a post that takes their viewer away?
Yeah, a good point. Let's talk for a minute. I'm going to shift a little bit to a question that I get often, which is about connecting with competitors. Like, people will say to me, you know, I don't understand why my, you know, competitors are reaching out to me on LinkedIn to connect. I think they're looking to see who my clients are so they can poach. Yeah. What do you say?
Have you ever seen that movie, The Godfather?
Yeah.
You know that scene? My father has taught me many things. He taught me to keep my friends, my enemies, my friends close, but my enemies closer.
Yeah.
I often like to think of that, you know, keep your enemies closer. You know what? I truly believe that we're at a point where, yeah, there's competition, but there's a lot of business to go around.
Yeah,
I've never ever thought, oh, let me go to a person, like a competitor's page, and try to poach all their clients. Like, that would be a royal waste of time. You know, so I think there's always this underlying fear, but the fear isn't necessarily rational.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself, you know, like, do you want to be connected to them? And if the person has connected with, you know, has sent you that connection request, you have two options. You say yes, or you say no. If you say yes, you get to follow them and you get to see what they're talking about and you get to see what's going on in your industry. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. And I would say, let's welcome competitors to see what you're doing and to see how successful you are and all the innovative, great things that you're up to.
Yeah. I so agree with you. And I think one thing people have to bear in mind is, if you're really serving your customers and your clients, your competition's not going to be able to duplicate you.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't, you know, they can try. They're probably not trying to do it, but they could try. It's not going to work, because there really is enough business to go around. And there's a synergy with having the right business, right? And working mm-hmm. with the people who you should be working with. And so there may be times, I find there are times when I need those people so I can refer people to them, people I'm not going to work with.
Yeah.
Right? So, and it just increases the value that I have within my network when I can do that.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking of this within the LinkedIn realm. They call it how do you pronounce it? like it's a cooperative peditor, like a cooperative, like a Yeah, it's like you collaborate and you cooperate, but there's still a competitor. Huh. But you're so friendly and there's so much business to go around. You just, you're always, it's like, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships.
Yeah, right, right. It's having an abundance mindset, not a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now along those lines, I'm going to ask you another question people ask me all the time. Should people be paying for LinkedIn?
I would say this, when the time is right, if you're using LinkedIn and you're using it in a manner that, you know, you're in there and you're really using it like a tool, when the time is right for you to pony up, that time it will become very apparent to you. There will not be a question in your mind. So if a person has to say, oh, should I? It's not time yet.
That's a great, great point.
You'll know when it's time because there's a few things that will happen. One, you'll start to say things like, you know what? I wish I could see more than just the last five people who checked out my profile. I want to see like 90 days worth. That's one of the first inklings that you may want to start to think about paying for LinkedIn. The second thing that'll happen that'll make you start to go, I think I should pay. You hit the maximum limit of search. So you've done so much, you've conducted so much, you know, you've searched for so many people and companies that LinkedIn says, oh, you can't conduct any more searches until the next, until the beginning of the next month. That's a really good sign because that means you're really using it. And, you know, so if you've hit that maximum search limit, that's a good sign. Another sign that you may want to start to pay for LinkedIn is you are, maybe you're using the services, you know, one of the new services page, you know, from the LinkedIn marketplace. And you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I want anybody to reach out to me, whether or not I'm connected to them. I want third degree and secondary connections to be able to message me freely. Then that's a really good sign that you want to upgrade.
And how do people know which upgrade? Because there's Sales Navigator, there's, I don't know, Premium. I don't even know what there is anymore. How do they know which one is the one?
LinkedIn does a really good job of putting it into buckets. You know, if you're a recruiter, you're going to do the recruiter package. If you're doing a lot of sales and prospecting, you're going to want the Sales Navigator. And then there's the, if you're looking for a job, there's the job, you know, the job seeker one. Yeah. And then there's like a more of a, just like a LinkedIn Turbo, which I think is their executive. It's just a little, you know, a few more bells and whistles added to the LinkedIn interface. So you should be able to figure it out. LinkedIn will already have an idea of where you belong and they'll start offering you free months. Wow. And then you just take it and run.
I get it. Oh my gosh. This is so helpful. And yes, it is a lot of information, but that's what's great about podcasts is people can listen over and over again, right? And really take it one step at a time and absorb the information gradually. I think one of the most valuable things is that you don't have to be posting as often, but engaging with people is really, you know, it's just shifting how you're spending your time and yeah, where you're spending your time, right?
It's so true. And something so simple as that will make a big difference in your traction, in your just success with LinkedIn.
Yeah, yeah. I really appreciate this, Donna. Will you tell the listeners how they can find you and, you know, what you've got going on and sure, how you can help?
Sure. So you can absolutely find me on LinkedIn.
Wait a minute.
I know, it's crazy. if you can follow me, hit the follow button. And when you hit follow, there will be a little star that pops up on the upper right part of my profile. If you click that star, you'll get notified when I do post. So it's a great way of just keeping up with all of the tips and tricks and things that I'm putting out there on LinkedIn. So definitely hit follow, then hit the star. You know, if you visit my website's linkedin-makeover.com, and we have services to help people. So if you need help with your profile, with telling that story, we have, you know, done for it services, but we also have a lot of, free tools and courses as well. So, I did talk about, the LinkedIn post ideas generator. That's going to be live just within days. So probably by the time you hear this, it'll be out there. We also have a course, Loud on LinkedIn, and it really deconstructs how to be successful, how to make your time most valuable on LinkedIn. Like, how can you really, you know, make sure that that time investment is giving you a reward?
That is so great. I'll make sure all of this is in the notes as well, because this is really, really tremendously valuable information. So thank you so much again for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.